I want to start with a vert again. Other years I didn't say this vert over, but I think it's a good shtick to tie the Masechta we're learning together with the Parsha, and plus it's the Akdama. Oh, it's the yeshivish trick to quote Akdama. It looks cool, like you quote Akdama. So sometimes the yeshiva man, you read all the Akdamas of Svarim, you sound like you know something. So you don't know the Sefer. You know, yes, take the Akdama. I remember in Akdamas. I'm going to pull that shtick also. We've been quoting a lot this year, the Shalmi Nedarim, and Shir. In Akdama to Shalmi Nedarim is a vert in our parasha. Good, but besides being a cool shtick, it's grabbed as something I want to speak about anyway. But it's a Nedarim in our parasha. Yaakov Avinu says, "Katonti mikol hachasadim." Yaakov Avinu turns to Rabbi Nishloim, and he says, "Katonti, I made small from all hachasadim you've done to me. Katonti mikol hachasadim." So, I wanted to speak about that statement of Yaakov Avinu. The Yaakov Avinu feels that because Hashem has done so much for him, he's lost the chuyos. Katanti means Rashi's mefarish. It means I've lost the chuyos because of all the chesed Hashem. So I want to read to you this what the Shalmei Nedarim says. Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos and in Gimel and Beis. The Gemara is the following Maisha. It says Maisa ba'adam echad shemaisa ishtai. His wife died. V'nichloi ben linaik. She left him a son that he had a nurse, a child, a nursing age. And this man, this particular widower, he didn't have money to pay for a menekes, to pay for somebody to take care of a midwife, to take care of the child. The Gemara in Shabbos said a miracle happened. He was able to nurse the child. A nes happened, and the man was able to nurse the child. But Amr of Yosef. So if Yosef commenting on this Maisa said, "Bavira kam gadol adam zesh and aslay neis kazeh." Haflu a fella, look how great is this person? It had such a miracle happen. Haflu a fella, bavira, come and see how great this person is. Actually, neis. That was of Yosef's reaction. Came Abaye, who's of Yosef's Talmud, by the way. Abaye said, "Kam garu adam zeh," which literally means garua, means low. How low is this man, Shenishtanu alav Sidra Bereshis, that the world changed for him? How low of a man, Rabbi Yosef, as Rabbi said, how great he is. He said, Kama Gadol Adam Zeh. And Abaye said, Kama Garu Adam Zeh. So he brings here from the Yeshuas Yankov, from the great Yeshuas Yankov and the great Achronim, he says that they're actually not arguing. The Yeshuas Yankov says they're not arguing. And Rabbi says it's not a daich. If you think it's a daich, the Gemara sounds like they argue to you. The Gemara says, Rav Yosef said, "Wow, kadam adam gadol," and Rabbi says, "What a kame adam garua he is." It's mistaber Shlomo they're not arguing because Rabbi is Rav Yosef's Talmud. If you know anything, if you've seen all the Gemaras, Abaye usually says, "Rav Yosef, you taught us like this, you taught us like that." Rav Yosef was Abaye's Rebbe. Rav Yosef got sick and forgot all his learning, and Abaye used to remind Rav Yosef what you held. It's a little odd, the conversation. Now, you could learn that if Yosef said how great he is, and Abaye said, "Hey, Rebbe, you told us faker." Like, if Yosef, you forgot your attitude. What does it say that? Abaye doesn't say, "Rebbe, you yourself taught us." And it's not Mestabri who's arguing on his Rebbe. So what's the pshat? So the Yeshua's Yankov says, "Avad, they're both right, they're not arguing." What's going on? But if it isn't Adam Godlo, Adam Garua. So Yeshua's Yankov says as follows. He says that the word garua here doesn't mean low. What does the word garua kipshuta mean? What does the word gara mean? Gara means lacking. To be garayin kesev, the sugyan kedushin. To be migra gara means to take away. We're quoting this Gemara in Shabbos, the Shalmei Nedarim, the Pirushan Nedarim. In his Akdama Eas Astira, he brings this Gemara in Shabbos and Gimel. This man's wife died. And his he left him a child. They didn't have money to pay for a midwife to nurse the child. And Hashem made a nes, and he was able to nurse the child himself. So Rav Yosef's response was, "Wow, Kam Adam Godel." His response is, here's a great Sadik story. Google says over at Malav Malka. To give all the Shabbos story, Malav Malka story of Gedolim. What a nes, what a mafis. That was Rav Yosef's response. Abaye, Rav Yosef's Talmud said, Kama Garua, how low is this person that Shenishtana Sidra Bereishis, that Hashem had to change the world for him. So the Yeshua Siyankov, the Shalman Adarim quotes that the great Yeshua Siyankov says there's no machlaikas. That Be'emes, they're both agreeing. He says that Avadu of Yosef says in Adam Gadol, Avadu is Adam Gadol. So what Abaye Mikama Garua? Abaye's response to the story was, wow, he's going to have to pay. Garua means Geroyin Kesev. The Gemara in Kedushin has an expression, Geroyin Kesev. Garua means to take away, to lose. And Abaye's response, a great story. And he's an Adam Gadol, he's a huge yid. But Kama Garua Adam Zem is how much this man's going to have to pay for it. How expensive of a price. That was Abaye's reaction. It's a great maifis, and why would Hashem does great maifis for his tzaddikim? Avada chose the tzaddik. It's funny, I never heard such a reaction. Abaye's reaction, according to the Yeshua's Yaakov, is such a fascinating reaction. Somebody would tell you it's an amazing gadol maisa. Tell you, Yana Rebbe, he pashut was stuck Erev Shabbos, and his car picked up, and he flew back to Borough Park. Say, wow, Haflu, fella, maifis, run around the base. Here's our maifis. You heard what happened to the Aval... The Vianna Pareva, that his car flew back to Borough Park. How flew a fella? Such a fascinating reaction of Abaye. Abaye says, wow, what a price he's going to have to pay. Fascinating reaction. He's not disagreeing with his Rebbe, Rav Yosef. Wow, what an Adam Gadol. Richtig, what an Adam Gadol Hashem did such thing. But wow, how expensive. Abaye's, I broke down on the highway on the way to Baltimore. So the guy comes to pick you up, a Rizgi Chesed, the guy comes in his truck. So there's a big price for such a Chesed. Charge you an arm and a leg, it's a big price for such a Chesed that you're stuck on the highway and he pulls you, he schleps you. Yeah, don't mind you that he dropped me in the middle of no place. A lot of Chesed, he said, that's the rules. He said, I'll pay you extra, bring me to a gas station, plop me down someplace else. Regulations, he's not allowed to do it. So you have to call a different guy to get you back to civilization. He just takes you off the highway and plops you elsewhere. But it costs. So Abaye's reaction to such chesed Hashem is it costs. What a steep price. So Abaye's reaction. The Hainu Katanti Mikola Chasadim, that's exactly Yaakov. Where Abaye gets such a reaction, that's Yaakov in his reaction to all the Nisim that happened. Yaakov didn't walk around patting himself on the shoulder. See, you see all the nisim Hashem did for me? I walked out of love and I had these hafldik and nisim, I became rich. Hashem took care of me. Love and bigish lakaris hakol, love and wants to wipe out everything, and Hashem didn't let him be successful. He didn't walk around patting himself on the back. Look what a tzaddik I am. Certainly he knew he was a tzaddik. But he said, katointi, what a price. Of course. We say in Hallel, I say this very, very often because I love these words in Hallel. We say, Ma Shiv Lashem, what can I answer Hashem? Kol Tagmulahi, all is chasadim, Olai. The Olam's learning the Dharm, they don't appreciate it. The word Alai, Harezi Alai, Neder. Alai means it's incumbent upon me. Kol Tagmulahi, all is chasadim of Hashem, Olai. Is doch yechi of me to pay back. There's a price. That's the word Allah means. The Radak says it's none other than the Radak, the great Mishnah Radak. It's good to know when you say Hallel, Kol Tagmulahi Allah, all the Chesed of Hashem, Allah, is Tach Yechi if me to pay. Katayinti v'kol haChesedim, Abaye's reaction. It's expensive, Rabbi say. All the Chesedim of Hashem cost. That's the Pirush. That's your understanding. And he says with this, the Shalman Adarim goes on. He says. That's why he used the expression garua. He says, why do you use the expression garua? He says it should have said, pachas adam zeh. How low is this person? Garua just means garayin, how much it costs. He says beautiful things also. He says, with this you can answer up. The Medrash Rabbah says, in the Megillah, it says, vaya oimein es hadasa. Mordechai supported. Oimein means to support hadasa. He supported Esther. And the Medrash says that he nursed her. The Medrash says that Mordechai nursed, that he had that mice, the Gemara in Shabbos says, about a certain man who nursed his child, the same thing happened to Mordechai. Mordechai literally nursed Esther. It was a nace, he probably didn't have money to pay for a midwife, and he nursed her. So he says, Eich Shai Chash V'Shoim, so what Abaye is going to say on Mordechai, what a low person Mordechai is? It's Abaye's response to that mice. So Abaye doesn't know, the Mordechai had tzaddik. The Teretz is, Abaye responded to a man who had a nurse, a nurse's child, Kama Garua Adam Zeh. So Rabbi is going to say Mordechai is going to. Well, Teretz says he's just saying how much it cost. He says this also answers up. He says, "Mi gadol, mi lano gadol mi Yaakov Avinu alav hashalom, shenemar katan gal hasadim." He says that's why it's a reason of shout of Isaiah. In Goymel, when a guy benches Goymel, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ha Goymel Chayovim Toivais. Hashem is Goymel. It's a Shaila had to learn. Ha Goymel Hashem does Chesed L'Chayovim Toivais. To those that require Chasadim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Ha Goymel L'Chayovim Toivais. Hashem was Goymel to people who need Toivais. Shegmelani Kol Toivais. Hashem gave me so much good. So you should have, why don't we say back a bracha? He made a bracha. Say Amen. The Zakta Shalman Adam, we respond back, Misha Gamolcha Kol Toiv, the one who did all this good, you go, who you Gamolcha Kol Toiv Sela, she continuously give you good. Misha Gamolcha Kol Toiv, who you Gamolcha Kol Toiv Sela, the one who did this good, she continues to give you good. Say Amen, he said a bracha, say Amen. Zakta Shalman Adam, the reason you don't just say Amen, is the guy said, we're mamish like Abaya. The guy gets up and he says, thank you Hashem. You say, oy, oy, oy. It's going to cost a steady price. The Rebbeinu Shem should keep doing chasadim to you. Well, Pasha, why did it cost so much? He just lost all his mitzvahs. There's a price to pay. His whole bank account was just emptied out. The guy's an anivavian. All his mitzvahs are cost. We say the Rebbeinu Shem should do more chasadim to you. Pasha, we have to mispallel. Our reaction's like Abaya. Haflo fella, Hela Shaman Adarim learns that our reaction is mamish like Abaya. I say that it shouldn't cost too much. It happened in Ace. The one who did this good should keep doing good to you.
Then he should lose more.
What?
I don't say. Then he say do more chesedim, then he'll be more poor.
No, we're being mispallel for him. The highest should be roy lekach. Obviously, we're telling him, should keep doing good to you. You should pay. You should be zayich to find the money to pay up. Then you should be able to get more chesedim. Calls as bechlal abrach. You're right. We're saying you should be able to afford more chesedim. And he says that's a pshat in benching also. Yitzi, in benching we say Hashem is made to us, and then we say mikol tovim from all good la'olam al yichasreinu. We should never be missing out from who heitav umeitav yeitav lanu. We say he did chesed, he does chesed, he will do umikol tov la'olam al yichasreinu. Forever we should do good. It also means that all the good he did to us al yichasreinu, he learns. Yeah, he learns, instead he's saying a drasha, mikol tov, from all the good, la'ilam al yichasreinu, pashin means forever, he shouldn't make us chasar, that keep doing good. He's saying a drash, mikol tov, from all the good, la'ilam al yichasreinu, we never should be chasar from it, it shouldn't cost too much. It's a shtickle drash, I think that's what he's saying, pshat. Yeah. He says any person who sees chesed Hashem should take a pay Hashem back. I once saw, could be the Kliyukr, that the Eitzah, so what's the Eitzah? Sounds rather scary. Every chesed, every time you eat lunch, so boom, you're in trouble. What's the answer to Yaakov's Ketayim Kol Chasadim? I zich saw it in Achron, an early Achron. What's the answer? I apologize, I don't know. What's the answer? It's overwhelming. So every time you eat lunch, boom, you're in trouble now. You got to fast the lunch. You have some salad, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
Okay, so, but I don't like being in trouble. So I once saw pshat, that the real, that the eitz is, so he says, make sure for every time you eat lunch, do more mitzvahs. Make sure to pay up. Make sure you serve Hashem back. But I once saw that if you make it tight for it, if you recognize it comes from Hashem, so that gufa is chus. I once saw that it won't be menake. I once saw the answer to time for Mikol HaChasadim. The answer to this person who feels that he's makhed him, that he lost the chosm, is to be makhed toif Hashem. If the person's mergul and always thanking Hashem for the chasadim, but that alone, it's not so sure.
What?
He
wasn't
makhed toif. He felt he was worried into a karai. He was worried into a karai. But I once thought the answer to Yaakov Avinu, but toif Hashem is you makhed Hashem. Gufa the akkord of the time to be called a chasadim is the eitz of the time to be called a chasadim. Gufa that he realized, whoa, that's gufa like ma Hashem l'Hashem. What can I say to Hashem? Kol tag malo yoloi, but I recognize it's mechayiv, and the akkord comes from you, and I'm chayiv to you. Gufa is chus. It does fit very well in Tillim, because we say ma Hashem l'Hashem, kol tag malo yoloi, it's on me to pay back. And what's the next words? Kaisi's choice S of the Shema Shemekra. I announced to all what Hashem did. Kaisi Shois Esa, I raise Hashem's cup of salvation. Uvashem Hashem, I call out the Shem Hashem, I say it's Hashem who did it. Me'ez Hashem, I say, see the flies beinenu. So if I express it's from the Rebbeinu Shalom, so that alone, it's chos. So it fits very well in Mashav Lashem, this Yisai that I once saw, I think it's a Kliyakar, the answer, Katayinu Kalach HaSadim is Gufri B'Makir Hashem. So a person, a Yid has to train himself, fast, to always thank Hashem, to appreciate the Chesed Hashem, and through that he won't lose, he won't knock out his bank account. Yeah. Faket, I was thinking, it's according to that a little different Kinesh in the Shalman Adarim Yitzi. See, it answers a little bit that Kasha. According to that, I was tracting, that's the Shalman Adarim again said, when a guy benches Goymel, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ulkeh Mechlam, HaGoymel, Chayavim, Toiv, Shechmelani, Kol Toiv. So he's saying, Misha Gemanach, Gemanach, Mekol Tov Sela. So I was thinking, Pshat, let's listen to this Pshat, a little different than the Shalman Adarim. Lefidus, maybe. The Baker is the Shalman Adarim. My Neufach Mishali, my little Isaf, you can forget, but if you want to, a little Isaf I was tracting last night is that the guy says, the guy thanks Hashem for an ace, a Mothis. Now remember, any miracle course is expensive. But the guy gets up to the Rabbi and thanks him. He claps, I'm side. A miracle happened, I want to be Magatav Hashem. We say, yes. The Amadarim's Kash, just say Amen. What are you giving a bracha back? Lefi's day, like this. When the guy thanks Hashem, we say, Amen. Oh, Takatru. You thank the Rabbi Hashem, you chesed. Beseda, who you gemancha, be cult of seller. Beseda, you kevaitav chasadim. Your bank account's still intact. Because he got up, a shtickle different knage. We say, Mishigamancha, the cult of Sela, was saying, the one who did good to you, well, why did the good to you? Because you thanked him. It's a response to what he did. A little different than the Shalman Adarim. Shalman Adarim says, we're just worried for the guys. You have to give him barachas because it's going to cost. Lufi said that the way to pay up is by thanking, Kais Yisroes Esa, Uvashem Hashem Ekra, I'll clap, Tzabai Sai, B'roiv Am, I want to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, B'roiv Am HaLeka, as David HaMelech says, in front of the masses, I'm going to praise Hashem. You're thanking Hashem B'Rabim, Sataka, Mishuglancha, Higmancha, Mikol Tavsela, the one who did this chesed to you, you didn't use up your bank account, you retain your bank account because you're thanking him, Higmancha, Mikol Tavsela, Taka, we'll give you a breath of worship. Daniel Kesh being Maisif, a shtickle, my little Isaf on the Shalman Adarim. Shalman Adarim, Be'ikr, it's his word, he's quoting the Yeshua's Yankim. It's an Akdama. So now you can be Yeshiva Shigai, you know Akdama. It's more, it's a beautiful Akdama. It's not that long, somebody wants to see it. It's a beautiful Akdama. He's about the thanking Hashem himself. And he's saying that all the Chesed Hashem's Mechayiv, this is beautiful Akdama. And this is something that knows that any time I have an excuse to speak about thanking Hashem, I think it's like an elementary thing to every year to constantly thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. And we have to all thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the simcha that occurred to us in Yeshiva. This is the day we hope for Nagila v'nismachavad. Let us rejoice and thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. Me'eis Hashem ha'isazayis. He neflois b'neinu. It's taka neflois b'neinu. We thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for simchas yeshivas. It's mechayim. It's not stama simcha. You megeid v'aitik to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. We taka marri dek l'shevach v'aidot Hashem. A rizik is simcha yeshivas. Simcha. No, you're not right. And it's mechayim. Allah, it's mechayim. It's not stama kovayim. It's mechayim. It's not tansi and levedim. Thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, a focus dance. Thank the dance, but to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom. Some of the Sudas will be dancing and some of the L'chaims. I don't know what happened. I heard in Eretz Yisrael they were up almost the whole night with the L'chaim there. L'chaim went, I heard, from 1:30 to 3:30. You heard where it is? 1 to 3:30 went hours there, L'chaim there. Chachma don't normally make a L'chaim. The Kitzur Adarim is Allah, it's Takim L'chaim. I wanted to speak a few in Yonim and Parsha. I had it sad the Ramban means like this. I can't prove it to you the Ramban means this, but I suspect the Ramban means it. If somebody's a different shot in the Ramban, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to listen if somebody's a different shot in the Ramban. Esav says to Yaakov Avinu, when he sees Yaakov, he asks him, who are these people? He says, who are these people that are with you? Let me just find the pasuk. Vayaris hanoshim I see aladim. Asa sees the fray, he sees the wives and the kids. Then the elalach, who are these people? Who are they? He's asking clearly on the wife and the kids. Mi elalach, how do I know he's asking on the wife and the kids? Because it says he sees the wife and the kids. Vayaris hanoshim I see aladim. He sees the Frey and the kids. He says, who are these guys? Who are these ladies and who are these kids? Listen to Yaakov in his response. So Yaakov says, Vayomer, Hayiladim Asherchon Elohim Asavdecha. These are the children Hashem gave me. And what happened to the wives? He doesn't respond on the wives. These are the children that Hashem gave me. Where's the response on the wives? Esav sees the wife and the kids. He says, Miyeh, who are these people? And he says, the children are the children Hashem gave me. So Zakti Ramban, so I'm going to tell you something that I think is pshat. It's harder. Can I blame it on the Ramban? I'll read the Ramban to you. The Ramban you could fit a lot into. The Ramban says, Zakti Ramban, I'm sorry I didn't have it prepared where it is. I have a different. I use a Shvel Ramban at home, which is different Suras Ramban. In Svarim, in Gemara, they change around the Suras Hadaf. Some Gemara, it makes you crazy. That's what art school the problem is. You flip around. Art doesn't change the Suras Hadaf. Just many pages to get to where you to find where you're looking for them. The bases are confusing. Here, Tzuris Adaf, you remember things with that. Mi'el Allah, Shal al Anashma Yeladim, Esav asks on the wife and kids, Va'ana Yeladim Ashachan Alekim, as Abdecha, Derech Musser, Ki Lai Ratzalay Mashem Nashav, Va'havin Esav Shein Imais Yeladim, Esav understood, these are my kids. He didn't want to say they're my wives. Derech Musser. So, anybody could say, it's a little bit open. What I think the Ramban means, Rabbi says, is derech eretz. Reb Nosson Vachtvoigel writes in a sefer, very stark, people call, a friend gets married. A guy says, Yitzi, you have a good friend gets married. And of course, listen, he's still your best friend, your best friend, but his wife's not your best friend. His wife is your best friend's wife. She's not, didn't be like, oh, you're mad, that's not, you're my best friend. Oh, Sarula, how are you? She's not Sarula, she's Mrs. whatever. You don't call by her. Nelson says you don't call her by your first name. You call your friend's wife. You call by her. You call Mrs. So and So, Rebbitzin So and So. How are you? You be cordial. You should be cordial. You shouldn't be mean to anybody. Chas v'shalom. You should be cordial and nice. But she's your friend's wife. We learned in the Darim that the Gemara says Shaila Yesh Yad LeKedushin Ein Yad LeKedushin Vav Medbeis. Zok the Rosh, why should there be Yad L'Kedushin? The Ran's pshat was a mamatzinu. The Rosh is, why should be Yad L'Kedushin? Because Kedushin is Hektish. Kedushin's Hektish. By Hektish there's a Yad, Hektish is Nedarim. Hektish there's a Yad. Because Hektish is Nedarim. Derech Agav, just as an aside, by Hektish there's a Yad. The Rosh is, by Hektish there's a Yad. By Nidra is there's a Yad. By Nidra Hektish there's a Yad. Hektish is Chalb Machshava. It's Chalb Machshava. So what do you mean Yad? You don't even need a Dibur. Yad means it's Nechshav Kedibur. Tzarechin, we spoke about that in Shir. But, Tzarechin on that Kasha. But the Rush says that Hektish has Yadis. And I was like, Kedushin's Hektish, maybe there's also Yad. Why is Kedushin Hektish? Like the Gemara Kedushin says, the Lush and Hektish, the Asala Kuya Amak Hektish. The nature of Kedushin is Isser. She's Asser, she's off limits. A chaver of mine, he's a Rosh Hashiva today, he's 10 years older than me, a Talmud Chacham, a Yid Talmud Chacham. Rosh Hashiva went with me last Shabbos to hear him speak. Why am I drawing a blank? Who was with me for Shabbos last Shabbos? Mashmarne. So he went to hear him speak, a Yid is, he's a Talmud Rabbi Per, a Talmud Muvak, a Yid about Musar, he has a Musar Yeshiva. Musar Yeshiva. In our days, could you imagine, it's Yeshiva, they learn Musar. Half like a Yid, a Talmud Rabbi Per. And this Yid told me a Maisa once that he's 70. He came from a more modern background, and he faxed us a mizgat hamchacham b'almusa hilgi Yid. And this Yid told me that he came from a more modern background. There was a girl he knew from youth, and he became a Ben Aliyah type. He always, when I was young, when I was in like high school, we looked up to him. He was a younger man, 8, 10 years, maybe 8 years older than me. We looked up to him as a chashuva, older person who was a masmid. Even though he's a bacher, when I was in elementary, he was a bacher. I got in high school, he was a younger man. And he said over once that that there was a girl he knew from before, and he became a bentayr, and everybody stayed away. It's rachik moid moid, as the mechaber says, to keep far away. And he said that he used to keep away from her, far away, like that loch is. It's rachik moid moid. One time he was walking on the street or something. He was going somewhere. I don't remember the exact mice. And she said to him, she called out to him. She said, "I'm married now." She said, "I'm married now. Now you can talk to me." She said, "I'm married now. Now you can talk to me." She called out to him. He said he ran like he never ran before. That's what he said. He just ran. He just took off. "I'm married now. Now you can talk to me." It's not carried. It's the hektish. The asul akuli amuk hektish. It's just opposite.
That's only.
He wasn't mean. The stomach said, "Oh, I have to run."
Hey, if you don't know,
he's a nice guy.
If you don't know your friend's wife, then you can't walk. But let's say you know them.
If you know them, zichy, you shouldn't say a name. Times 10. It's cordial. I'm just saying, if you know them, certainly don't say the name. It's cordial. That's what Esav was. Esav walks up. Esav's the guy. I'm sounding fanatical, David, but
he's a guy. So you don't want to draw attention to the wives.
No, no, it's not the Rambans. That's a different shot. I'm saying a different shot, David. David's saying shot. He didn't want to draw attention to his wife. I don't think it's the Rambans saying. It's not Derech Musar. If the Ramban met like David, it wouldn't be Derech Musar. Stam, he's worried for their safety. The Ramban says Derech Musar. The Ramban means, and Esav says, "Oh, who are these ladies?" And the Esav like a schmoozy with the wife. And Esav says, "Oh, who are these? Who are these people?" That's an Esav. He walks up. That's a guy's mentality. He walks up. "Oh, nice to meet you all." And he's all friendly with the wives already. Yaakov says, "Oh, these kids are tzitzius." A chaver comes over. I'm not getting involved. People, there's certain cases. People have couples over. The men talk together and ladies talk together. It's not one. They don't play games together. It's not. That's not the anhog of a bentoy. It's not the anhog of a Yaakov Avinu. Two couples don't play games together. It's not a Yaakov Avinu. The man wants to play bagel with his friend. The man has to play. In another room, in another place, the ladies are playing b'seder. If they're at the table together, the ladies are shmuzing b'seder, and the men are shmuzing. But it's not a mixture. Yaakov Avinu says, "Oh, the kids, Esav, it's Esav's brother. His brother." It sounds a little extreme. By brother, you can call stomach. We can think of a term. Call his sister-in-law first name. You can do it. Zichar. First, of course, this is my first name. But here, even it's a brother. It's an Esav brother. We're not even by a brother. It's not schmoozy woozy with the wives. It's all by the kids. The kids. These are my kids.
They're cousins, no?
What?
They're cousins anyway. They're cousins. They're related.
Okay. The extreme case with Esav.
Okay. So by normally, but not an extreme case, a brother. You don't have to do this. But that's what the Ramban is saying. A few more horrors. Another order I like pointing out is like this. Yaakov sends these malachim to Esav, and he's sending presents to Esav. He prepares three things. My son taught me in a song yesterday. Yaakov prepared three things. One of these prepares matanis to Esav. He sends presents to Esav. So he says to these shluchim, to these messengers, "Kaisamun ladaini l'Esav, so say to my master Esav." It's a Bosnia kasha. Yaakov holds he's a bum, Esav. Smokhuk, Yaakov knew he was a bum. Yaakov wants his servants to treat Esav with kavod. He wants his servants to treat Esav with kavod. So you say to the servants, "Go tell Esav, my master Esav. Go speak to him with kavod. Hand him these presents. Go speak to Esav with kavod." That's not what Yaakov does. He says to the messengers, "So say to my master Esav." Yaakov, the trick didn't start yet. You don't think he's your master? Say to that bum, Esav. So go to the bum, Esav. You should talk to the guys. Go to bum, Esav, and say, "My master, Esav." Don't go to him. He's talking to the messengers. At this point, you don't have to. The trick didn't start yet. Yaakov's talking to the masters. He has all the shluchim. He says, "Guys, we're going to go to the bum, Esav, but we got to treat him a little respect. We got to chanf him a little. We got to flatter him a little. So say, my master Esav." It's not what Yaakov Avinu says. He says, "Go speak to my master Esav." It's the pshat that Yaakov Avinu understands that if he doesn't treat Esav behind his back with respect, if he says my master Esav, if he says that bum Esav, go tell him, then they won't treat him with respect either. If behind Esav's back he's treating him as a bum, they say, "Oh, but when you act with him, I want you to act with dignity and pride and respect." It won't work. So Yaakov Avinu, for the trick to be successful, behind their backs, Yaakov says, "My master Esav, guys, we're going to go now to my master Esav, and be ready behind their back. That's what I speak to him about. That's how I feel about it. The behind the back, if it's just when he deals with them, you have people involved. It's not an exact mashal, but I spoke last year about it. It's more of an excuse than a mashal, but it's an excuse to speak about the Gemara in the Nedarim. We're handling the Nedarim with the parasha today. The Gemara in the Nedarim says that why is it many times people, Tamid Chacham's kids, are not Tamid Chachamim? The Gemara gives various reasons. One of the reasons is because Tamid Chachamim call people bums. They call them chamayim. They call them donkeys. You have a guy in Kiruv, and when Willie comes to him, he says, Willie, how are you? Then when he leaves, the guy hangs up the phone and rolls us. Sometimes there's a long call, and the guy's like, oh, he chewed my ear off. You kvetch and complain. We can't do it. It's a terrible aver, Ezi. It's a bad zach. I complained to Ezi last night about a phone call. That was in Shidduchim. Somebody chewing one ear for a half hour, and that ear was hurting so badly, so I put it to the other ear for a half hour. Then when I used up, I said, I have to run. But the kids had bar mitzvah, I'm a third year. The kids had bar mitzvah, that was on a shidduch kol. People need chesed. A person, it's a bad zach. Even that, if you're zoiche, we're created by Sa'ilam chesed yabana, we're created through chesed. A guy is a roommate, a guy is a kiruv project, a guy has somebody does chesed to, the person is he rolls his eyes or something like that. It's not proper. And his kids, the people around see it, it's a terrible chinuch. His kids see, they see more the rolling eyes than the chesed you do. They see the rolling eyes, and it's chas v'shalom. It has to be echad v'peh v'echad b'leid, behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, a respect to the person. Respect to the person. Yaakov Avinu, the only way he knows he can get these people to treat Esav with respect is behind Esav's back also. It's my master Esav. Here Yaakov didn't really feel the way, but I'm talking about here about Yidden, Hail the Yidden, that you're Zeicha, you could be in a second, the situation could be flipped. You could be Zeicha, you have a daughter who needs a Shidduch, and you're calling people and begging and cajoling and asking. The situation could be flipped also, without a problem, in a second. The situation could be flipped. Punkt, you're in a position to help. Avad and avad has to be done b'leiv shalem, with a simcha, with a realization you're b'nashem created, l'kach netzarti, you're created for this. Behind the back and in front. Well, human beings, and a person has to try to work on himself. If he rolls the eyes, he'll think it more. If he thanks Hashem that Baruch Hashem is in it, if he thinks he's misbind a little, Baruch Hashem out of position to help people. If he tracks like that, he'll stop thinking like that in his heart. He has to do a little misbindness, Baruch Hashem. Here is different, because here I'm just saying, here I'm bringing out just that the kids, the people seeing it, if they see one thing one way and they see behind the back different, they won't relate to the way you're acting. What I'm bringing out is if the person should know, the guy's doing Kiruv, and he said, I don't know why my kids don't take to this, because when the guy leaves, you call him a chamer. They don't believe in what you're doing. It's not so special. But you're doing, I was doing zachin, and I mamish, was being moisten nefesh, and I gave drushes everywhere. And he doesn't pick up any Avas Yisrael, my kid. Because that one roll of the eye, he learned more from that one behind the back. That's Yaakov and Anu, these malachim, these messengers. If he said, go to the Bum Esav, then he would tell all what to do with long instructions that go to the Bum Esav with more impact to the act Esav than all his instructions. He could speak for hours. People see the truth. A guy says to his kids, he's talking about Kiev and he's doing Kiev everywhere. When the guy leaves, that roll of the eye, you threw out a lot. And you taught a lot to the kids. See that roll of the eye come out more than anything. Yeah. There's a Rav Tzadok HaKayin says that a kid is the deepest thoughts of the parents. And I want to be myself on Rav Tzadok, is a kid sees the deepest thoughts of his parents. And I've seen that. The kid understands the way you're viewing it, not just what you're saying. They see others consciously, subconsciously. Yeah. There's a lashon. There's so much to speak on this week's parasha. Maybe I'll save that for later. Yeah, these parashas lashon. I said we really need 2 hours of requests. But there's when Yaakov Inu says to the Malach, he says, what's your name? The Malach asks Yaakov, what's his name? He changed his name. By Yishal Yaakov Yemagidin Hashemecha, tell me your name. He says, Lo Mezet Tishal Shmi, why you ask me my name? Sounds like a very first grade type reaction. I'm not telling. That's what my kid says, he asks his name. But here's a Malach. He's a Ruchni Stikam Mitzias. And what's your name? What do you ask my name for? Sounds like a guy, maybe not a little kid. Moses is like Tzusha, a little kid. It sounds like a teenager with attitude. Little kid says, I'm not telling. Until your attitude goes, what do you ask? Say your name. What's it, it cost you money to say your name. Like a real teenager. Turns like a 16-year-old at-risk kid. What's your name? Why do you ask? The FBI? Why don't they ask your name? I don't know. I'm curious. What do you need to know? Lama Zeshushmizi. He's firing back at Yaakov. What do you need to ask my name for? But the Avada name, Shmogaram, the name of the person represents their essence is who they are. The name of the person is who they are. The nature of Saru Shalesav, who's the Yetzihara, is what are you asking about me for? His nature is don't inquire. His nature is, his whole essence, his only survival is what are you asking my name? Don't inquire into me. That's his essence. The essence of Yetzihara is if you tracht about it, that's what you're chasing. Whenever a guy does an avera, it says, the Gemara in Sukkah says that when lost in love, Hashem's going to bring out the Yetzihara. So tzaddikim are going to cry, and they're going to remember the pain. They're going to say, how are we able to conquer such a har gavoya, a great mountain? And Rishonim are going to cry, and they're going to say, such a bug I couldn't conquer? I don't understand. The Rabbi Hashem's holding aloft the Yetzihara for all to see. Look at him. He's under Rabbi Shalom's arms, Kaviyachol. Rabbi Shalom's holding him. Everybody's looking at him. And Tzaddikim see this big mountain and they start crying. Remember the difficulty beating the Yetzirah. And Rishonim see like a little, they're looking in Rabbi Shalom's hands. Where is it? Like, with their little microscopes. Like to see that little bug, it's like the bug in the waters. You can't see, you need a degree to see it. Hush it like a... like the bug in the waters. If you have a degree and you train, you went to Harvard for 2 years and then Yale another 3 years, then maybe Ulai Vevsha, you'll be able to see it if you take a napkin and cloth and put it through. Say that. I'm not making fun. There's Machlegs Paiskin, Samate, Samaser, Chasashom, Tasser. But the kid said, Dvarim is, so the Rishon see the Yetzirah as such a bug, they could barely see him. What's the Pshat? The Rishon can't see it. And the tzaddikim, it looks like a hargavaya. It's the pshat. But the pshat is that the rishayim when nichshal gave in. The rishayim are looking at the yetzara after chet. The tzaddik never gave in. Before chet, it looks so tempting. Gvaldik, hafno fell is huge. The person though who was nichshal already is a little bug for that. What was it worth already? Garnish with garnish for that. Garnish, finish with garnish. The Rebbeinu Shlomo, I'm going to say it very in Ramazim, because you're not in Darshan Barayas, but the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it that the Makam Hanoah Sefer, it lasts for a second. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made it that way, then there's no Hanoah anymore. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made it that way. That Bedafka, the Hanoah is so short lived. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made it that way, purposely. And it's supposed to tell us that after them what? As was yet. And now what? This is what the guy, the people who run for years, the guy's 18 to 30, he's flying around for girls, he runs, he says he's going to place for different reasons, he's going for one reason, for one zach, he runs here, and he's all running for one zach, you see people running, you see teams, they're running for one reason, nobody runs places, he's running, he runs, he has a reason, he has to go to the mall, of the kitzur advarim is, the kitzur advarim is, the Yetzirah says don't trach. If you track them for what? For what? It's worth it. As was. And yet, was and now what? Lom is there, Sisha Lashmi, don't ask my name. That's what he's about. Don't track and then what? You track and then what? You won't do it. That's the Yetzirah's essence. He says to Yaakov, you want to know who I'm all about? I bet my name is Amam Raj. My name is Lom is there, Sisha Lashmi. Just don't ask. Have a taiva and give in. Have a taiva. Quick, dude, don't ask. Let's go. Join in. The last 100 who just fell at the taiva. Join in also. Join in also. Let's go. Levitic. Run. Let's go. Next. Just join in. Don't ask. But the one who does tracht, Avada sees, he disappears. He's got, what's your name? And he ceases to exist. You figured him out. He's gone. And what's your name? Shh. Poof. He's gone. Nachdam, the Malach goes back up to Shemayim. He's gone. It's the end of the battle. The end of the fight, Yaakov and the Malach. That's the end of the battle. And what's your name, sir? So, you got me. Lomazes Sishal Shmi. He leaves. That's it. Blesses him and he's gone. The fight's over. It's the end of the battle. Hagida no Shemecha. Tell me who are you. Let me try. There's a battle all night. The ganze Nacht. In Svarim it says the battle was he was showing him mirages all night. When there's a battle, you have to understand there's a ruchnistic battle. And he was giving him demyonis. and he was making him think all sorts of funny thoughts. And by Yaakov's taivus, you're not going to get Yaakov with taivus nashim. You're not going to get him with taivus that we have. But it was deep, deep for taivus. It was a battle all night. Means this is the pasuk of Shat. It was a battle all night with tifa ruchnis like a battle. Tifa, it's pasuk of Shat because there's no a malach. It's a ruchnis like a being. It was tifa ruchnis like a battle. A deep ruchniyistic battle of going through, of putting different thoughts in Yaakov's mind, different demyonis, different mirages. At the end of the day, when the battle's over, Yaakov says, "Agida nashemecha, tell me your name. I'm trachting about you. I'm not just jumping. I'm not just giving in. Tell me your name." And his love is that Shmi. You figured me out. Why are you asking my name? You got me. It's over. That's what Mefarshim say. What it means already. The thigh is the makom taifa. Yerech always means in the Gemara, it means the Makom Taifa. It means that there still is, even by tzaddikim, we have to have a taifa. Klai Yisrael, Amei Kulam Tzaddikim, we still need a taifa. Hashem made a taifa because people have to have children. There's a reason Hashem left taifa. They'll never take away, Chazal took away the taifa for Avodah Zarah. For Nashim, they never took away the taifa. Because people have to have children, people have mishpachas, they left to it, Mezitan, they left that taifa. So he hit him in the Yerech, the Pshat, that taiva still, Yaakov, the Yetzirah is still retained. I don't know, on Yaakov, it's kashel, it's hard to say.
So
on the Austrian,
it's
Yaakov.
It doesn't match up.
Yeah. This is brought in Sfarim. For some reason, you have to know different parts of what kashel, I don't know why. For some reason, the Gid's supposed to respond to that also, but I don't know why. The Yerech, always in Gemara, always the Yerech means that, always in the Gemara.
It's by Avram.
Yeah. Kitzur Advarim, that's the battle of life. It's the tract, it's the think. To tracht, what would be schar mitzvah kinegative say, the schar ver kinegative say, that to tracht, not just to give in, not just to be quick and rash, to tracht into cause and effect, what will be in a few years, what will be my mishpach, what will be my ruchnias, what will be my asid. With that way of thinking, the person wins out.